Again tonight, our halftime program segment is designed to look into the area of student involvement in community service. Our guest is John Mershon, a physical education major from Arroyo Grande, who represents a group of Cal Poly students involved in an unusual volunteer community service project. John, we welcome you to our halftime program this evening.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You and your friends, a group of your friends, have an unusual program going. I understand that it involves some students from Chris Jesperson School in San Luis Obispo. Can you tell us something about it?
Well, our program is designed to acquaint the children with water, with the pool, to see if they can swim, and try to teach them how to swim. It's a very rewarding program toward them. They get therapy, and they get a reassurance in themselves of being able to swim in the water.
It sounds like a fantastically interesting program. How many are there in your group of Cal Poly students that work with these children?
We have 18 people swimming with these children. They're all PE majors or minors.
I see. How many times a week do you go and work with them?
We go two times a week, on Tuesday and Thursday at 11 o'clock in the women's pool, Crandall Pool.
That's here at Cal Poly?
Yes.
What kinds of problems do you encounter, John, when you work with children like this? Do you find them to be much different than other children?
No, they've got same fears and likes, dislikes. There's no difference, in my opinion, from these kids and the kids in the regular public schools.
I'm sure you find it very rewarding, but it also probably is kind of demanding of your time and your physical energy.
Yes, these kids, some of them are very, very strong, and it's a really very rewarding thing for me to do and for all the kids to do it. The way I look at it, if we didn't like it, we wouldn't be doing it. Incidentally, I would like to thank Tom Lee and Melva Irvin, physical education instructors at Cal Poly, for the help they've given us in our program.
How did such a program as this get started, John?
Well, this was a senior project, and it happened a year ago last spring, and it was a PE major's senior project. The boy's name was John Rutherford, and his general idea was on the same premise that we have, and that is to get the kids into the water and to acquaint them to the water. It's been going on now every fall and spring quarter, and we hope to continue this as long as we can.
I see. John, do you find that some of these children are actually able to learn to swim and to take care of themselves in the water adequately?
Yes, we have. This quarter, we're having great success, probably the best success we've ever had. The kids are progressing along very, very well, and they seem to, in fact, we have one boy that's actually swimming now that when he went in, he couldn't. He's approximately 4 years old.
What do the ages of these children range?
We have a little girl who's 3 years old, up to a boy who's 19.
You have in mind that perhaps this program can be developed so that it can be utilized as practical experience for some physical education classes?
Yes, the program as such would be very good for the student who would be interested in going to physical therapy. And physical therapy is one of the main fields that you can go into from PE. I myself plan to go into teaching orthopedically handicapped.
I understand that this program is also kind of developed into an interest in this area for you as a result.
Yes, it's one of my great hobbies now is to go over there and work with the kids whenever I have a spare moment. I tutor them if I can. And I have a job at Chris Jesperson, too.
I see. John, one of the questions we've asked some of our previous guests in recent weeks has been a somewhat difficult one for them, but perhaps not. And the question is a rather simple one. What causes someone like you, you're a busy young person, you obviously have other things to do to occupy your time, but what causes a person like you to get involved in a program of community service like this one?
Well, initially it was a class requirement, but that class requirement was only for 4 days. Mm-hmm. After the 4 days, I just could not see stopping. And it's a very exciting thing to do for a person. You experience a type of enthusiasm that I don't think can be compared to anything. It's very, it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
John, I see that the teams are about ready to return for the second half of tonight's game. I want to thank you for taking time to stop by and tell our listeners about the project that you and your friends are carrying on amongst children at Chris Jesperson School in San Luis Obispo. Our halftime guest this evening has been John Mershon, a physical education student at Cal Poly. This has been your Mustang Radio Network host, Don McCaleb. Join me at halftime of next Saturday evening's Cal Poly game for another program about Cal Poly and its community service programs.